out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
All right. Well, David, our second cup may not be as tasty because when we went into the break, we went out into the kitchen and our coffee pot overflowed.
Yes, it did.
I'm not sure what happened there. It flowed fine until it looked like the very end. But it was empty because I pulled it off of the sink. It had been emptied out overnight from yesterday. So that happens sometimes. Although at my house, because it's not a clear glass coffee pot, it's like here, it's silver. You forget to empty the bottom of it from the day before you fill it up again. That's happened at my house before. We may have done in a dishwasher once because of that, because it would overflow and then it hits the dishwasher electronics and, you know, well.
One of those things.
It's just one of those things. Well, David, we talked about the rosary. We talked about it a lot during the Share-a-thon last week. And, of course, the story, the birth story of Mater Dei Radio.
Yeah.
Well, that's because of the rosary.
That's right.
Since October is still the month of the rosary, I thought we'd spend a little time today, well, talking about the rosary that you carry around with you. So I can remember thinking all the way back to my first communion year in Mrs. Walsh's classroom in second grade at St. Mary's. I made my first communion rosary.
Oh, you did?
That was our like a class project. And we use these, and they, I think they're still basically the same thing today, these little plastic beads.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything was counted out, and we sat there with a little, it looked like fishing wire or something like that, and you just strung all of the beads onto your rosary.
Okay.
So there's many ways that rosaries can be made, and we look at different ones and different people, and I mean, I have myriads of them at home. Mm-hmm. So we kind of talk about some of the things and ways people are making rosaries.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen lots of different styles of rosaries, and they're all beautiful in their own way. But yeah, you can do. I mean, it's incredible.
So, of course, the most common are those plastic beads like that and glass beads.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I do like the glass beads because they're a little heavier.
Yeah.
Right. And so I like to, you know, hold my rosary and it feels like I'm holding something in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they'll have certain beads for the Hail Marys. And then you get to the Our Father beads. Then they use something a little different. So that way, you know, if you're praying with your eyes closed, you can find real directly that Our Father bead.
Sure.
Right. So that's that. Have you ever seen a corded knotted rosary?
I don't know.
Okay. So these are made out of a thick cord, like, you know, a string, but thick, almost. And I think even sometimes they make it out of like that thinner, like parachute type of cording.
Mm-hmm.
And they tie knots out of the cord and it makes the beads.
Oh, okay.
So they're real sturdy.
Yeah.
I know like young men will carry those if you backpack or you do a lot of sports and you want to have a sturdy rosary. They make them out of cords that way.
Right.
And it's basically what is a rosary. It's a way to count the prayers.
Okay.
So I thought that's kind of neat.
You know what kind of my favorite one is, the look and style of it, are the wood rosaries.
Yeah.
I think those are so beautiful. I think we had some here at Mater Dei Radio. This goes back a while. And I think they came from the Holy Land. And the beads were made, I want to say, from like olive wood.
Olive wood.
Yeah, beautiful rosaries.
I love it. And olive wood has that kind of a variegated coloring, just kind of slightly. So every bead is just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
To me, those were, I guess, versus the plastic, I just like the natural.
Yeah,
natural feel to them. Yeah.
There's also, I mean, talking about that natural feel, stone. Those are really nice. Now, several years ago, we gave away as one of the gifts these beautiful rosaries. They were made from stone, and they were kind of a black stone with a white. Daniel Oberreiter and his wife, Letty, they made those.
Oh,
and you can still get them through their website.
Mm-hmm.
They used leather as the string that they tied these on with.
Right.
And, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
It's funny, when you were talking about making rosaries back when you were in grade school, the very first rosary I kind of recall was my grandmother's rosary, And it was very dainty, very small.
Yeah.
The beads were really tiny, and it was just a really small little rosary. And that's kind of the first one I remembered. And I think the beads were probably plastic beads, okay, thinking about it. But I just remember how tiny they were. It was really a little tiny rosary, and I always remembered that one.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Those legacy, the family memories, right, of these little, you know, of the rosary. Mm-hmm. We all should have one,
right,
for sure. Now, talking about some of more of those natural types of things, too, have you ever seen, and in this case, smelled a rosewood or rose petal,
ooh,
rosary?
I have not.
So these are great. Some of them are actual pressed rose petals.
Mm.
And they put them through a high-pressure system, so they become very hard.
Right.
Don't get them wet, because that will ruin them. But they're also made out of rose wood, mm-hmm, so the branches from a rose bush, and
yeah,
they make them into beads. They smell like roses.
That's cool.
And they'll even add like a little bit of rose oil,
right,
to just kind of keep the scent going. Incredible.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about the different apparitions of our mother in different parts of the world.
Right.
It leaves the scent of roses,
exactly,
at the end.
Yeah.
I love those. I,
yeah,
love them very,
that's,
much.
That's pretty cool.
And then there's one last one that I want to talk about, because some people have them too, and it's called the Tears of Job Rosary.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm, I have not.
Now, there is a plant called Job's Tears. It's a plant, mm-hmm, that grows, and it makes this, it flowers and then leaves behind this really unusual seed.
Mm.
And it's kind of a light grayish color, but it has the shape of a teardrop, meaning that it's,
right,
wide on the top,
yeah,
and then it comes down to a point.
Sure.
Well, they collect those, and then they use those and string them into rosary beads.
Nice.
And it's just so, so lovely. So, you know, and I guess what the thing to remember, too, with all of these, whatever your rosary is made out of, let it be a thing that draws you to it, makes,
yeah,
you want to hold on to your rosary, to just feel it, to hold it in your hand as you pray, because then it's going to make you want to come back to it.
Right. And you know, too, let me give a shout out to our wonderful Catholic bookstores out there, because they all carry rosaries. And so if you're looking for a rosary and you want to support a very good cause, go to one of our local Catholic bookstores and get your rosary there, because you'll be supporting them and the good works that they do.
Yeah. And don't even get me started on the different types of crucifixes and centers,
oh, yeah,
that you can,
oh,
get. The options are endless.
I'm sure.
So we hope you enjoy today's Rosary Second Cup.